So Ms. Meeks and I are about to go through some of the questions for the sample assessment materials issue 2 from EdExcel. So question 1, write 2,148 correct to the nearest 100.
So for that, I assume you need to round down because it's not over 50, so 2,100, right?
Correct, yeah. So what I normally say to the kids, because at this stage they should know how to round, is ignore the 2,000 and look at 148. Is that closer to 100 or 200?
Okay.
And it's much closer to 100, and then bang on the 2,000 at the end.
Okay, cool. Simplify 8x minus 3x plus 2x. Is this as obvious as I think?
Well, yeah. So would that be then... Well, no, it wouldn't be because 3x...
7x.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just adding...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So treat it as, because we could see, so we're collecting like terms here.
So they're all the same value.
They're all the same, yeah.
Okay. So it's just 8 minus 3 plus 2.
Exactly. So people always tend to forget that minus sign belongs to the 3.
Yeah.
So 8 apples, if you treat it as apples, take away the 3 apples and then add on 2 more apples.
Okay.
So altogether you have 7 apples, but in this question we're dealing with x's.
So 7x. Cool.
So 4y multiplied by 2y, 8y.
8y.
8y something.
Squared.
Exactly. So you do that, it's separate. So 4 times 2 is 8, which is fine. Then you have y times y.
Yeah.
Which is y squared. Again, people mistake thing is 2y. It's not. It's y squared.
Who thinks it's 2y?
Just errors and misconceptions.
Oh, okay. Right, this is a wordy one. You wanted this one, didn't you, Mr. Neil?
Well, yeah, it's wordy, but it makes... I think the words are there just to confuse you.
Yeah.
Because the total is 6,760.
Yeah.
So what we want to try and establish is how many, first of all, how many of them are children, and then divide that by 4 times it by 3 will give us how many of those are boys, surely. So what I would do is 3879 plus 1241 gives you a number.
Yeah, now this is a calculator paper, so you can use your calculator. As always, every working out is very important.
So 3879 plus 1241 is 5,120. So that's how many adults are in attendance of the game.
Good.
But then we would take that from 6760.
Good.
So 6760 minus 5120 is 1,640.
Good.
And then divide that by 4 is 410.
And what does that represent, the 410?
410 represents how many are girls.
A quarter.
It's a quarter of the remaining population.
Good.
So then multiply by 3 is 1,230.
Good. Which now, you could multiply by 3. What else could you do?
Hmm?
What else could you do? So
when you're at that point.
Oh, you could take 410 from... the difference, couldn't you?
Yeah, so you could do 1,640, take away the 410.
Yeah.
And that will also give you 1,230.
Okay.
Now, I would like Miss Meeks to show pictures of both of you working out, and this I would like the students to see how...
badly we've done it.
The working out on your sheet of paper is not very good. Even though the answers are there, I want to see every single step and how you do it.
So you did... it was... this, which kind of went from that, so it was minus 5120, which gave you 1640.
I'm liking how Miss is using column method to do subtraction. Remember, guys, you do have a calculator in this paper.
Yeah, no, I'm writing it down. You're complaining about the writing down. I've already got the blooming answer.
But that's correct.
Okay, and then 1640 was divided by 4. You don't do divides like that anymore, do you?
No, we do that, nope.
Okay.
She's using the bus stop method, guys. If you're wondering. Or the garage house.
Why do you have like weird names for it?
That's what they call it.
Okay.
Yeah, because it looks like a bus stop or a garage.
Would that not count as working?
Well, that's correct. I'm not saying this. I'm just used to asking.
What if?
I'm letting them know what you're using.
If he didn't write anything down and put 1, 2, 3, 0, can you not get 3 out of 3?
For accurate, in the mark scheme, it changes per question. But for this one, they will give it accuracy mark for just the final answer.
Because I guess if it's a calculator paper as well.
Exactly.
Like, you won't have done this working out on paper.
Exactly.
Mm. Okay, should we move on?
So, yeah.
Grid. Showing points A, B and C. Write down the coordinates of point A. We were discussing this. Mm. It's along the corridor and up the stairs,
along the corridor up the stairs is correct.
So along the corridor is 3, up the stairs is 5. In brackets, is it?
Yeah, in brackets, good.
3, 5?
Yep.
This is so easy. Yeah, Mr. McGowan's just entered the room, by the way.
I was wondering if you're recording, but okay.
Yeah, we are recording.
On the grid, mark with a cross. Mark with a cross X at the point 1, 2. Label this point D, so...
Okay.
Good, remember to go along the corridors and up the stairs.
Yep.
And then on the grid, mark with a cross a point E, so the quadrilateral ABCD, ABCE is a kite.
Is that right?
Good. There's actually two answers for this. So right, there's one answer that is acceptable, exactly.
Could be there, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's still the same.
Still a kite. Exactly, yeah. So Mr. Neil and Miss Meeks have both done different answers, but both will be acceptable answers.
Cool. We're doing all right.
Not bad. Not bad.
Okay.
And then Pfizer buys one magazine costing £2.30, one paper costing 92p, two identical bars of chocolate. She pays with a £5 note, gets 40p change. Work out the cost of one bar of chocolate. So
it's the same with like the football ground, isn't it? Where we've got £5 note is essentially 500p. Is that right?
But remember, you have a calculator.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't forget, you have a calculator here. But Mr. Neil had done something on his sheet. What have you written there, sir?
First thing I wrote was £4.60, so that I know how much she spent, because if she gets 40p change, she's spent £4.60.
Okay,
so
good.
I know what it should add up to.
And then the two chocolate bars, we're going to call them... Oh, wait, we'll do this.
So £2.30 plus 92p...
Now, Neil just entered 92p in the calculator, but...
Fool.
I didn't do a decimal.
Think about
you. So 2.3 plus 0.92...
Plus 2x equals 460?
She's so algebra, I love it. Neil, if you press S to D, that turns it into a decimal. If you just press that above the orange.
Okay, so 322 is the total for what she's bought. So then the difference is between the 322
and 460. So 460 minus 322 divided by 2.
Divided by 2, good, because I've said there's two identical chocolates.
So 4.6.
You are going to die with the English paper. We are smashing this.
No, we're not.
No.
No, what have I done divided
by? Just do that.
This is question 5.
4.6 minus 3.22.
This is thrilling. No wonder the podcast isn't doing as well as the English one.
And then that's divided by 2, so that's...
Low blow.
50p, 15,
you have a calculator.
19, so that's...
Mr. Neil is so old, they only had abacuses when he did his maths GCSE. He's like,
use the calculator, it's a calculator paper.
19p, and then... Yeah.
Take your time. Pace yourself in the exam, hour and a half.
Can't wait to do the English paper, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, I know. We were going to be nice, but no.
I don't understand. Why does it divide that by 2?
Does that... I've got that wrong, haven't I?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, 69p.
Cool. You can have a merit, Mr. Neil.
Excellent. Although I don't think my working out is as comprehensive as Miss Meek's.
Well, no.
Yeah, Mr. Neil tends to just write the answers down, not actually how he got the answer.
Well, which means that if you get it wrong, you can't follow the thought process and get any marks.
Yeah.
I don't really know where... I lost track with what you're doing.
Okay.
Anyway, next paper? Next question?
Apparently we're stopping.
Yes.
Are we done?
Oh, just a shame. We're going to go and look at charts and graphs.
How exciting.